Hello and welcome to episode 92 of the new LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm your host, Steve Webb. It's great to have you with me today as we read Numbers chapter 5, the last chapter of Mark chapter 16, and Psalms chapter 14 from the easy-to-read version. Let's begin. Numbers chapter 5. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people to send away from the camp anyone who is unclean, that is, anyone who has a serious skin disease or discharge, and anyone who has touched a dead body. Whether they are a man or a woman, send them away so that the camp where I am living among you will not be made unclean." So the Israelites obeyed God's command. They sent those people outside the camp. They did what the Lord had told Moses. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell this to the Israelites. You might do something wrong to another person. When you do that, you are really sinning against God, so you are guilty of doing wrong. You must confess that sin. Then you must fully pay for that wrong thing you did. You must add 1/5 to the payment and give it all to the person you had done wrong to. But maybe the person is dead and does not have any close relatives to accept the payment. In that case, you will give the payment to the Lord. That is, you will give the full payment to the priest. The priest must sacrifice the ram that makes the people pure. This ram will be sacrificed to cover your sins, but the priest will keep the rest of the payment. If any of you Israelites gives a special gift to God, the priest who accepts that gift can keep it. It is his. You don't have to give these special gifts, but if you do, the gifts belong to the priest." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites this. A man's wife might be unfaithful to him. She might have sexual relations with another man and hide this from her husband, and there might not be anyone to tell him that his wife committed this sin. Her husband might never know about the wrong thing she did, and she might not tell her husband about her sin. But the husband might begin to think that his wife sinned against him, whether she has or not. He might become jealous. He might begin to believe that she is not pure and true to him. If that happens, he must take his wife to the priest. The husband must also take an offering of 8 cups of barley flour. He must not pour oil or incense on the barley flour. This barley flour is a grain offering to the Lord that is given because the husband is jealous. This offering will show that he thinks his wife has been unfaithful to him. The priest will take the woman before the Lord and make her stand there. Then he will take some special water and put it in a clay jar. He will put some dirt from the floor of the holy tent into the water. He will force the woman to stand before the Lord. Then he will loosen her hair and put the grain offering in her hand. This is the barley flour that her husband gave because he was jealous. At the same time, he will hold the clay jar of special water. This is the special water that can bring trouble to the woman. Then the priest will make the woman promise to tell the truth and say to her, "If you have not slept with another man, and if you have not sinned against your husband while you were married to him, then this water that causes trouble will not hurt you. But if you have sinned against your husband, if you had sexual relations with a man who is not your husband, then you are not pure. If that is true, you will have much trouble when you drink this special water. You will not be able to have any children, and if you are pregnant now, your baby will die. And the Lord will cause your people to speak evil of you and curse you." Then the priest must tell the woman to make an oath. She must agree for the Lord to cause these things to happen to her if she lies. The priest must say, "You must drink this water that causes trouble. If you have sinned, you will not be able to have children. Any baby you have will die before it is born." And the woman should say, "I agree to do as you say." The priest should write these warnings on a scroll. Then he should wash the words off into the water. Then the woman must drink the water that brings trouble. This water will enter her, and if she is guilty, it will cause her much suffering. Then the priest will take the grain offering from her, the offering for jealousy, and raise it before the Lord. Then he will carry it to the altar. The priest will fill his hands with some of the grain and put it on the altar and let it burn there. After that, he will tell the woman to drink the water. If the woman has sinned against her husband, the water will bring her trouble, The water will go into her body and cause her much suffering. Any baby that is in her will die before it is born, and she will never be able to have children. All the people will turn against her. But if the woman has not sinned against her husband and she is pure, the priest will say that she is not guilty. Then she will be normal and able to have children. So this is the law about jealousy. This is what you should do when a woman sins against her husband while she is married to him. Or if the man becomes jealous and thinks his wife has sinned against him, this is what the man should do. The priest must tell her to stand before the Lord. Then the priest will do all these things. This is the law. The husband will not be guilty of doing anything wrong, but the woman will suffer if she has sinned. Mark chapter 16. The next day after the Sabbath day, Mary Magdalene, Salome, and Mary the mother of James bought some sweet-smelling spices to put on Jesus' body. Very early on that day, the first day of the week, the women were going to the tomb. It was very early after sunrise. The women said to each other, "There is a large stone covering the entrance of the tomb. Who will move the stone for us?" Then the women looked and saw that the stone was moved. The stone was very large, but it was moved away from the entrance. The women walked into the tomb and saw a young man there wearing a white robe. He was sitting on the right side of the tomb. The women were afraid, but the man said, "Don't be afraid. You're looking for Jesus from Nazareth, the one who was killed on a cross. He has risen from death. He is not here. Look, here is the place they put him when he was dead. Now go and tell his followers, and be sure to tell Peter. Tell them, Jesus is going into Galilee and will be there before you come. You will see him there as he told you before." The women were very afraid and confused. They left the tomb and ran away. They did not tell about what happened because they were afraid. Jesus rose from death early on the first day of the week. He appeared first to Mary Magdalene. One time in the past, Jesus had forced 7 demons out of Mary. After Mary saw Jesus, she went and told his followers. They were very sad and were crying. But Mary told them that Jesus was alive. She said that she had seen Jesus, but they did not believe her. Later, Jesus appeared to 2 followers while they were walking in the country. But Jesus did not look the same as before he was killed. These followers went back to the other followers and told them what happened. Again, the followers did not believe them. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 followers while they were eating. He criticized them because they had so little faith. They were stubborn and refused to believe the people who said Jesus had risen from death. He said to them, "Go everywhere in the world. Tell the good news to everyone. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but those who do not believe will be judged guilty. And the people who believe will be able to do these things as proof. They will use my name to force demons out of people. They will speak in languages they never learned. If they pick up snakes or drink any poison, they will not be hurt. They will lay their hands on sick people, and they will get well." After the Lord Jesus said these things to his followers, he was carried up into heaven. There, Jesus sat at the right side of God. The followers went everywhere in the world, telling people the good news, and the Lord helped them. By giving them power to do miracles, the Lord proved that their message was true. Psalms chapter 14. Only fools think there is no God. People like that are evil and do terrible things. They never do what is right. The Lord looks down from heaven to see if there is anyone who is wise, anyone who looks to him for help. But everyone has gone the wrong way. Everyone has turned bad. No one does anything good. No, not one person. Those who are evil treat my people like bread to be eaten, and they never ask for the Lord's help. Don't they know what they are doing? They will have plenty to fear, because God is with those who do what is right. You wicked people want to spoil the hopes of the poor, but the Lord will protect them. I wish the one who lives on Mount Zion would bring victory to Israel. When the Lord makes his people successful again, the people of Jacob will be happy. The people of Israel will be glad. May God bless the reading of his word. My son Stephen is scheduled for surgery today at 11:30 in the morning, Pacific time. I'll be updating on Facebook to let you know how it goes. Also, I'll post at lifespringmedia.com. And at this point, I do plan to have an episode for you tomorrow. Your prayers would be appreciated today for Stephen and the doctors. Until we speak again, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.